I'm fishing with my neighbor Brad on his pontoon on Shano Lake. I'm watching my bobber go up and down. I got a bite, for gosh darn sake. The wind was blowing hard, two anchors thrown in the water. Brad grabbed two fishing poles. He says, it's gonna be a slaughter. After he pulled 10 fish in, the bites, they did stop. I tried to untie the anchor knot. I'm gonna have to cut it with the prop. Well, I'm fishing with my neighbor Brad on his pontoon on Shano Lake. Still trying to untie this frickin' knot. No luck, for gosh darn sake. Early in September morning on the lake during duck season, guns are firing all around us, 49 degrees, I'm freezing. I told Brad if they shoot towards us, some birdshot might rain down. He said, I'm trying to focus on the fishing, all I hear is gunshot sounds. Well, I'm fishing with my neighbor Brad on his pontoon on Shano Lake. We hope to get some bird shot rain. No luck, for gosh darn sake. The fishing hole it giveth and never ever taketh away. Unless you count all the fish I've missed, it's a lot I must say. We still begged our limit in just 6 short hours. It was cold then, it was hot that day, not a chance for rain showers. Well, I'm fishing with my neighbor Brad on his pontoon on Shano Lake. Still trying to untie that anchor knot. No luck, for gosh darn sake. We have bad news, I hate to say. Shano fishing may come to an end. The folks in Shano made a terrible call. Next year's bag limit will be 10. Well, I'll miss fishing with my neighbor Brad on his pontoon on Shano Lake. Hopefully we find another fishing pole, a better one, for gosh darn sake.